the umbilical cord of the gourd. My name is Michelle, and on the other side of my screen is Maggie.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
And this week, well, hopefully we'll time this just right because we're both going to the wedding of one of our friends who I think has already made an appearance on this podcast before.
We have mentioned her at least twice because she was very excited about both times.
And so we figured that as a wedding present, we should make a whole podcast about her.
Yeah. Also because I think she is likely our most loyal listener.
Really?
Top two. Yeah. Okay. She listens every time.
Does she give reviews?
She told me she cried last time.
Really?
Yeah, it was a dead. It was a dead mom podcast.
Yeah, death makes people cry.
Yeah.
But Kathleen, if you're listening, let's each give you a toast.
A toast.
I was gonna say that. Kathleen, if you're listening, this is the only present you're getting from us, and definitely nothing toe related.
Definitely nothing toe related.
Kathleen, may your toes always be fresh and your marriage smell better than feet.
To our most loyal listener, Kathleen Vaneen Daniels.
Don't die, because then we'll lose a lot of listens.
Yeah. Also, like, we like you. Don't die anyways. But, like, you're really going to bring our podcast down if you die.
So, Maggie, how do we even want to structure this podcast?
So I think the main things I'm going to talk about are some stories from high school, but I'm also going to talk a decent amount about some of the things that happened on her bachelorette party. Ooh. Because it was very fun and also pretty weird. And only some of that weirdness came from me, actually. Like, a lot of it came from the rest of the universe and also the other people on this trip. But one of the things I noticed on the bachelorette is that I think I'm much nicer than I was in high school, because I used to, like, tease people a lot. And then I learned as I grew older that's not people don't actually like that. But, like, it's a weird thing with Kathleen, because we were really good friends for 2 years in high school. She went to college in Boston. I went to China. We both ended up back in North Carolina, but then sort of didn't talk for, like, 10 years. And so when I hang out with Kathleen, I sort of slip back into this, like, teasing people all the time thing. So I'm going to tell you one of her favorite stories. When we went to this high school when we were 16, Kathleen had never had a boyfriend, and she really, really, really wanted a boyfriend. And I remember the first, like, few weeks of school when we suddenly became best friends. She was talking a lot about how she wanted a boyfriend, and she didn't know why she didn't have a boyfriend. And then she got a boyfriend who is one of my least favorite people that I've ever met.
He's gross.
He looks silly and not in the fun way. And he's also, like, a bad guy. And I'm not going to say much more other than also his name is silly. And also his teeth are silly. Everything about this man is silly, but, like, not in the fun way.
Like, not cute silly. We're making him sound, like, much more harmless. Because silly is like, ooh, you know. What's a adult name for silly?
It doesn't mean silly at all, but it sort of sounds like silly, but adultier. How do we feel about Insidious? Kathleen and her boyfriend, Insidious Teeth. Oh, one time we were playing, so Kathleen and Insidious Teeth and I were playing Cranium. You might have been there. And Kathleen had played Cranium a lot in her life, and I picked a card that I was supposed to, like, do charades with. And Kathleen just randomly was like, if it's Leave It to Beaver, just point at him, because he has insidious teeth. And then I just, I blinked a bunch, and then I pointed at him.
What about city?
Yeah.
All right. We're not going to say the whole insidious word, because it's so long, and it's not our style.
How about calling him City Boy?
City Boy.
Yeah, City Boy.
That makes him sound like a New Yorker.
I know, that's why it's like a nice ironic funny. I don't know where he's from, but it was definitely not New York. So a few weeks into their relationship, Kathleen and I were hanging out. And she was complaining about him or saying something that she didn't like. And I was like, well, are you dating him because you actually like him? Or are you just dating him because you want a boyfriend? And I didn't mean that as a jab. I did not mean, like, you're a desperate little bitch and you just want a boyfriend. I was just like, well, it seems to me like you don't actually like him and that you want a boyfriend and that's why you're dating him. And maybe you shouldn't date him for that reason.
But that's what real friends are for.
I agree. Kathleen is very, very, very stubborn, so she dated him for another year and a half. because I made her annoyed. She was like, no, I do like
him. I will prove you wrong.
He is my boyfriend. I like him so much. So they dated for a year and a half. And she has told me several times that she was going to break up with him until I told her that. So that might be the most accidental power I've ever wielded over someone in my life.
But, like, opposite power.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, the time that I can think of that Kathleen, like, was randomly mean, but also, like, it didn't quite land, was one time. So we have this thing called mini term, which is, like, 10 days, I think, where you just take a special class for 10 days and you don't do your normal classes. She and our friend Tori were taking a mini term on vampires because this was right around the time that the Twilight movies were coming out. And so, like, this for this mini term for 10 days, they just read a bunch of books about vampires and watched a bunch of vampire movies and, like, talked about the history of vampires. And they had to watch movies at night because they're scary movies. So the teachers were like, you don't have day classes, but we're like, you have 3 hours off in the day, but we have nighttime classes. Kathleen was complaining and she was like, I want, like, my free time at night. Like, that's unfair. They can't make me do this. Like, they shouldn't be able to make me do this. I like to have nighttimes free and I don't want to watch these movies. And Tori, like, wasn't complaining. And Kathleen was like, why aren't you complaining? And Tori was like, I don't know. It doesn't really bother me. I have free time during the day instead of at night. And I like watching movies at nighttime. And the thing is, Kathleen wanted to make out with City Boy. That was why she was annoyed, is that at nighttime they would go sit outside of a math class and make out. And then Kathleen was like, well, yeah, because you don't have any friends other than your books. And Tori was like, what? Kathleen, you just want to make out with your boyfriend. This isn't about hanging out with friends. Meanwhile, like, Tori had kind of a lot of friends.
Yeah, so, like, Kathleen, I don't think she would believe it. Sometimes she would just, like, be mean.
She was so happy when her enemy didn't get into college.
Her, like, childhood enemy.
Like, we didn't know this person. She, like, came into the lounge of our hallway at boarding school and was like, guys,
I have great news.
There's this one guy. None of us know him. She was like, I've always hated him. We've always hated each other. And he didn't get into college. He didn't get into college anywhere. And we were like, oh poor guy. And she was like, no, this is good news.
Maggie, I felt guilty about getting into college because I felt like I was taking someone else's spot.
Maybe you took that guy's spot.
So prone to, like, random outbursts of things that she's passionate about.
But I will say she has grown out of that.
Yes.
That was childhood. I was a bully. And she was a bit spiteful at times.
We all have things that we're working on. I was really depressed. Don't you love being a child?
I loved being a child. I loved being a child. Being a teenager was...
I fucking love being 30. Dude, I am, like, realizing my full potential this decade.
Same. I think 26 for me was when I was like, ma'am, the future is bright.
I think after 25, you can no longer be like, I'm just a dumb 20-year-old.
Yeah, you can't be like, I'm a kid.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, you can, but...
Yeah.
Can you? Should we go to the bachelor party? Bachelorette party?
Yes, we should go to the bachelorette party. I think one of the things, like, we need to explain that what we're doing here is, like, we had this thing where we kind of, like, stopped talking to Kathleen for a while. Then our friend Tori got married a few years ago. So the thing about Tori getting married is Tori invited all of our high school friends, even though none of us had talked in, like,
5,000 years.
It was strange, but it was also really nice because we were just like, cool.
And then Kathleen says, this was a good idea. I might invite you guys to my wedding because I don't have any other friends either.
And that was sort of like the thing that opened the floodgates into, like, reestablishing friendships.
Yeah.
Another important thing that happened on this night is we played Circle of Death / King's Cup. So we had an after party from this wedding.
And you licked some toes.
Yeah. Well, I got the dare card. And Kathleen's response to me pulling the dare card is, guys, we have such an opportunity in front of us because this is the one person in the world who will do whatever dare we come up with. And I think Kathleen was like, you get to pick who it is, but you have to lick someone's toes here.
I am so ready to get naked and run around and fully get arrested for doing illegal shit and being naked in public.
And you're just like, oh, I just have to lick a toe?
I have to lick one toe. That's all I have to. I have to lick a toe.
So you get real, like, competitive or whatever.
Yeah, with myself.
Yeah.
I just drunkenly, like, compete with myself. And I'm like, everybody take off your fucking shoes. I'm gonna lick every toe in this bitch.
Well, but here is where we have to describe Kathleen's toes.
Which, if you were at the beginning of this episode and you thought, why are they drinking to toes?
Kathleen has the world's weirdest toes. They're so big.
But also the nails are so small.
Her big toe nails. Oh,
the big toe nails are big.
Her little toenails are small. Her big toenail is big.
And one time
I was drinking with a friend of mine whose name is Sarah. She's my pickle bitch.
We love you, Sarah.
We love you, Sarah. For your fish and your pickles.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. We just love your fish and we just love your pickles. So I'm hanging out with Sarah and I was like, we were just like sitting on our couch drinking wine, I think. And I was like, yeah, my high school roommate who lives an hour and a half from here has the world's biggest toes. They're enormous. They're so big. And Sarah was like, okay, sure. And I texted Kathleen. I said, please send me a picture of your toes. I've been talking about how big they are. And Kathleen sends me a picture of her toes. And in this picture of her toes, she had used a chapstick.
For scale.
For scale. The same way that men will use an iPhone or a TV remote to show how big their penises are.
Oh, really? Do they do that?
I haven't gotten
dick pics.
I've gotten very few dick pics in my life.
I hate dick pics.
I don't understand why anyone wouldn't hate dick pics.
Dicks are ugly.
Also, like, who's ever gotten turned on by just a dick?
A dick. No.
So Kathleen sends me a dick toe.
A chapstick toe.
A chapstick dick. Ugh. Oh, like the sends me a toe pic. And in it, she includes a tube of just like chapstick. And her toe is the same length as chapstick. And I know what you're thinking. Did I forget how long chapstick is? No, you didn't. Her toes are freakishly long. She has freak toes.
So, but like for people who don't have chapstick on them, hold up your pinky. And that's like pretty close.
Yeah.
But like her big toe or her?
Her big toe. But also her little toes are also big.
So she only has big toes.
Also, she likes red nail polish. So like.
It makes it...
They're noticeable.
Yeah. Kathleen, we love you.
Kathleen, I love you. And I don't love your toes.
Oh, I don't. Oh, we don't. We really don't.
But I won't stop talking about them, which means that you know that
we love them as an idea, but not in reality.
Well, also, I think it's important that you know that no matter how many years we forget to communicate, which we did for several, your toes will always occupy just like a weird little corner of my brain.
A little... toe-shaped corner of our minds.
So after I looked at everyone's toes, I was like, Chris.
Chris is her husband-to-be.
Yeah.
Because they weren't married at this point.
Yeah. They weren't engaged yet. So Chris was at that point her, like, boyfriend, now to-be husband, / when this podcast comes out, Chris is her husband.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Kathleen, I would like you to make Chris listen to this podcast.
Please.
I looked at Chris.
Right after you licked Kathleen's
toes. Right after I licked Kathleen's toes, I looked at Chris, a man I barely knew. And I said, Chris, how can you love her with toes like that?
And so that's the quote that we got inscribed on your gift.
Which also is fashion to look like a tube of chapstick.
Thank you. I mean, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Also, there might be a painting accompanying it, but like that is really requiring.
That's really questionable
me.
Based on how
my
how much follow through. Which is slim to none.
I am famous for being an idea man.
All right. Can we talk about Kathleen's bachelorette party?
So Kathleen asked if I want to go on her bachelorette party. And I said, I don't know where I will live on the world and also on the continent, if I'm on the continent. And also, if I'm living, do I have a job? I don't know. Turns out I was living on the continent and I didn't have a job, so I could go on a bachelorette weekend. I also... weirdly was moving out of a subletted house in Durham into semi-homelessness and in that I mean I moved all of the things I'd had in Durham for 3 months to the place where I was going after the bachelorette party. On the way down, it's supposed to be a 5-hour drive, took me 9 hours because my phone had decided it didn't like charging itself, which means my phone did not alert me to the fact that an oil tank had blown up or some shit on this highway. And I'm also running low on gas when I suddenly realize I'm in standstill traffic.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the same question I gave to the bachelorette party.
Okay.
When I walked into the house. We're going to play a game of two truths and a lie. On this day when I drove from Durham to this bachelorette party in Savannah, pick two things that I did and one thing that I didn't do.
Okay.
Number one, I told a truck driver that I loved him.
Okay.
Number two, I spontaneously found my social security card.
Okay.
Number three, I helped a pregnant woman change a tire.
Love.
You think I did not tell a truck driver that I loved him?
But that's what I would think, and that's what you are probably banking on. And so that's what... You did not find your social security card.
Are we ready to lock in that answer?
Yes.
I would like you to know that I did not help one single pregnant woman change a tire.
Damn it, Maggie! That's like... That's your, like, manipulation, because... That's the thing that I think you would definitely do.
It's the thing that, like, my vibe says I did.
Yeah.
God damn it. So, like, traffic was so bad that, like, and, like, I had no gas. Like, I was on E when I recognized I was in standstill traffic. And so, like, I sat in traffic for 2 hours. So, at some point, I turned the car off and just rolled the windows down, opened my shirt up. I'm just, like, my bra is out. I'm just wearing a shirt. I can show you a picture.
Like, at the airport.
Oh, yeah. I was very drunk on that morning. Okay. So, standstill traffic. I am shirt open, bra out, just bored as fuck because I can't look at my phone because my phone is on 7% battery, if that. I can't turn on the truck to listen to the radio because I have no gas. And I was like, oh, fuck, you know what I have? I have a book in my backpack. And the book was the script for Lily Tomlinson's one-woman show, which is called The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe. Michelle, you would love this.
Really? Will you send it to me?
I will give you my copy when we're in Florida.
Okay.
So I pull the thing out. And I'm reading it. And, like, this is something I've been carrying this book around for several years and I've never gone all the way through. And it's basically, like, a crazy person rambling about being crazy. It's, like, a bit schizophrenic. And So, like, they inhabit different characters. It's beautiful. It's incredible. It's about, like, having a weird brain. And I was like, oh, there's a bookmark in this book. And I flip, and my social security card is the bookmark.
No!
Because 1.5 years ago, I went to renew my driver's license. And this was, I don't know how it is now, but at the time, you had to, like, the backlog of COVID things, you could either schedule an appointment at the DMV 4 months in advance, or you could show up and wait for 3 hours, and you need your social security card to have your license renewed. So I brought a book and my social security card, and apparently I forgot to put my social security card back in the place where I keep my
Maggie,
things.
Maggie, you make me so anxious.
I normally think I figured out my shit and organized
my
shit.
No, you haven't.
And then every now and then, I find my social security card in a
book.
In
a random fucking book.
That I almost left on the street in Germany when I moved. Because I was like, man, I gotta get rid of some shit. And then I was like, yeah, I can keep this book. I almost left my social security card on the box for takeaway in Germany.
Maggie.
And this can only make it in the podcast when we don't have great listenership. Or if my father dies, it's fine. My dad can never know. So I've been sitting here for 2 hours just reading this play. Also reading it out loud. I've been performing this play.
Thank you.
To myself. Alone okay. in my car yeah. with my shirt open and the windows down.
That makes sense.
A man walks up to my car and he was in the car behind me and he was like, hey, my wife is going to come and pick me up. So like, I might try and scoot around your car if you can move over. And I was like, here's the thing, I can't move over. I turned my car off 40 minutes ago. And if I, and like, I don't have much gas. So like, I will only move if there's enough space in front of me where it feels like it's worth the gas for me to turn my car. There gets to be enough space, and, like, I'm driving, and this truck driver has passed the guy who came to talk to me, and is sort of, like, edging me over, so I'm having to get in, like, the middle of two lanes, and then he goes up a dirt road, and I was like, fuck it, what do I have to lose? So I follow this man up this dirt road.
Maggie, do not drive on dirt roads.
I might be dead were it not for that dirt road, Michelle. I have actually no gas in my truck. What's a girl gonna lose? Like, I have no phone battery. I have no gas in my truck. I might as well follow this man into the woods.
Maggie, I don't like that.
So I turn and like, he's pretty far ahead of me and we have never spoken. And I turn and then after driving for a minute, the truck is pulled over and like, there's a man standing in the middle of the road and I drive up very slowly. And he was like, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to push you off the road. I just knew about the way to get off of this because I'm a local truck driver and no one was doing it. And like, I needed to get off because I got to do my fucking job. And I was like, no, actually, like, I was going to run out of gas. And he was like, okay, all you got to do is drive that way, take a left, then take a right, drive for 1 mile, and there will be a gas station.
Mac, I don't like your life.
And I looked at this man and I said, I love you so much. And I drove away.
Did you get gas?
Yes, I got gas. No, like, this man was only helpful. So I get to Kathleen's bachelorette party. In this bachelorette party, there was 8 people. And 3 of those people are Jewish. And one of the Jewish family members had not yet made it. Her flight was super delayed. And when I got there, Kathleen was like, Maggie, we're going to play a joke on this person. Her name is Emily when she comes. And the way the joke is going to work is Kathleen is really into board games. And Kathleen found some board game at some point called Secret Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically like Mafia.
Yeah.
But Hitler themed.
Yeah.
And you have to sort of figure out who Hitler is, and there are a couple of secret fascists who are trying to protect secret Hitler. And Kathleen had not really explained what the game was, but she was like, when Emily gets here, I'm going to ask if it's okay if we play this game, even though, like, I know it's politically a little weird. and the other 2 Jewish people are going to act like they're very offended by the concept. And just, like, be like, oh my gosh, no. Are you fucking kidding me? Just to see if they can kind of like peer pressure the latecomer into being like, that's very fucking offensive. Why would you own such a thing? So the next day we're there and Kathleen brings it up. And so the other 2 Jewish girls were like, what? What the fuck? And I love playing along. So I was also like, all right. No one can see how like big my eyes are and how much I'm blinking, but it's a lot. And we're doing this for about 2 minutes. And Emily, the late coming Jew. Emily was like, yeah, that sounds a little weird. I don't know. And like making like hard eye contact with the other 2 to be like, should we talk about this later? Like, what's going on? And then one of them stops and is like, I'm sorry, I cannot do this anymore. We did not tell Maggie about this joke. And like, she's really freaking me out. And like, Maggie, this was a joke. And Emily, she didn't quit because she was like, we're breaking Emily. She quit right. Because she was like, we're breaking Maggie. And I was like, no, I was playing along.
But that was before they found out you also had pranks.
Yeah, like they already knew about my journey down there. They already got that, like, I am chaotic energy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't know about the pranks that you had given me.
Okay.
So, like, the next day, I guess, we ended up playing this game.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you it was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever done in my entire life.
Wait, why?
Because, like, Kathleen did not explain exactly what the game was or how it worked.
Oh, no.
It was just like, how do you feel about playing this game? And they're like, okay, we played 2 rounds. And in both rounds, Hitler was Jewish. And as far as I know, I was the only descendant of a Nazi.
Aryan pride.
So the second round, I was a fascist and I was a very bad fascist. Like, my Hitler got found out and killed. And at the end, I was like, my ancestors would be really disappointed in me and I'm pretty happy about that. Anyways, so that was uncomfortable. There was we only really went out one night. We were there for 3. And the night we went out, we were supposed to do like a Taylor Swift Eras theme.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was supposed to pick one era of Taylor Swift and dress like that version of Taylor.
And you love Taylor Swift.
I think I have actually so few thoughts about Taylor Swift. I can't imagine being so invested in one person.
Yeah, I think it's kind of how Derek is with, like, sports.
Even sports! Like, do you know how many people are on a football team? A bunch of them. Do you know how many people are Taylor Swift? One! There's this whole, like, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing going on, and, like, the, like, dude perspective is like, yeah, well, she's not more famous than the NFL. First of all, she is. Second of all, she's definitely more famous than any one person in the NFL. Shut the fuck up. Sit down.
Who are we gonna get hate mail from?
My brother. He and I have been having this conversation, and the thing is, like, I'm somehow coming off as, like, yeah, well, like as a real Swiftie in this, and I'm not. I just think that, like, this male perspective of, like, you have to like it's disrespectful to the sport to say that, like, she's more famous than it. No, she is. No one in the world fucking knows anything about the NFL because it's just the USA. Everyone in the damn world knows who Taylor Swift is.
America is the world, so.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah. My bad.
America.
Also, it's one player in the NFL that we are concerned with, where they're like, he's the second best of his, of, like, the one position that he plays in this one sport that most of the world doesn't give a fuck about. He's equally as important as Taylor Swift. He's not.
So which era were you dressed as?
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know the eras because, contrary to my rant that I just have, I need you to understand I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. I'm like a very, I know what has, like, come into my brain through the osmosis of cultural existence. So I waited too long because there's two eras where she just wears flannels. I waited too long to pick a flannel era. And the only things that were left were, like, ball gowns. So instead, there is a 10-minute long music video to a song called All Too Well, which I had actually seen before of my own volition. And I was like, what if I just dressed up like the dude in that music video? Because Swifties will know. And so I texted the group chat and I was like, hey, could I just dress up like Dylan O'Brien in the All Too Well video, who is playing Jake Gyllenhaal? It's like a story about her relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal. And they were like, yeah, that's actually very funny. Please do that. So I went to a thrift store the morning that I told the trucker I loved him. And I got, like, a blue button-down shirt. And then I took eyeliner and I drew a very specific beard mustache situation that was exactly that of the man in this music video.
All right.
And Michelle, I need you to see. There are two pictures that I think really encapsulate a lot about this.
That's you? Maggie! Maggie! Maggie, that's not you.
That's me?
Maggie, you look like a fucking total rapist. Holy fuck!
Can you describe this for our listeners?
All right. You are looking at me with a lot of intensity, and you have a very creepy mustache, goatee, beard thing going on.
Which I will also say, like, is impressive because that was done with dollar eyeliner.
Yeah. It took a lot of work. Yeah. There's, like, a shirt that barely covers her hairy man chest bikini. And I don't like it. I don't like the way that you're looking at me. This is predatory.
Yeah. So everyone else was dressed like Taylor Swift, and I was dressed like that weird man.
Holy shit! Did other people who weren't in your group understand that you were, like, doing a Taylor Swift thing?
So there were, like, three or four other Taylor Swift bachelorette parties that weekend in Savannah.
Oh, of course.
Because Savannah's, like, a lot of bachelorette parties, and, like, a lot of bachelorettes like Taylor Swift. Because she's way more famous than the NFL.
Can you imagine if you dressed up as different Travis Kelce's? Do you think that's what guys are doing on their bachelor parties?
Dressing up like different versions of Travis Kelce? So we dress up. I look like a predator. I actually think, and it might be because I look creepy as fuck, but I actually, like, came to the conclusion on that night that, like, there really is such a thing as female privilege, because, like, when people think I'm a woman, they're so much nicer to me and they smile at me all the time. And when I look like a kind of gross man, people were not nearly as like friendly to me. And I didn't notice until later in the night. And I was like, oh, that's why people aren't talking to me the way they normally do.
Normally, when you weird people out, it's kind of in a lovable way.
Yeah. Normally, it's like, oh,
she's like, weird.
Not like, oh, this could be dangerous. Okay, so we go to dinner. At one point, like, I stand up and I went like this with my hand on the table.
Okay.
And somebody was like, I'm uncomfortable. I feel like you're about to like mansplain something to me. Like, your posture is, and they were like, this might actually be what you always are like, but like with your face right now, I don't like it. And I was like, I'm really worried about going to the bathroom.
You might get like pepper sprayed.
Yeah. Okay, so we go to dinner, and then one of the girls was like, actually, I'm going to buy everyone a ticket to a ghost tour. It's on me. We're going to do a ghost tour tonight. The thing that was a little weird about our ghost tour is that it wasn't a tour of like historical ghosts of Savannah.
Right.
It was a tour of all of the ghost encounters that our tour guide had.
Okay. Just like random ghosts? Not, like, famous ghosts.
Yeah, just random ghosts he thinks he met.
That would be a really good, like, money-making plan. Because, like, nobody does a ghost tour twice.
Also, you make hundreds of dollars an hour, too.
Just to make shit up.
Yeah. And he is ruthlessly mean on his TripAdvisor reviews. We'll get to that later. So, like, the first ghost we learned about was like, oh, like it was actually like a little Savannah history. And then it just got more and more unhinged throughout the night. In addition to our bachelorette party, there were two people. There was one couple on this tour with us. So it was seven versions of Taylor Swift, my creepy man face, our tour guide who was for some reason wearing a kilt, and this couple. We leave and he's like telling us about a time that he met a ghost in this bar. And his evidence for this is basically that a woman tapped him on the shoulder and he didn't know who it was. And then he turned around and she was gone. And then he pulls up a picture and he's like, she was wearing this kind of dress. Can you tell me what's weird about that? It was totally out of fashion.
What?
He was like, this was very recently and this dress was trendy 10 years ago. Why would a woman be wearing a dress like this?
This is so stupid.
Wait, I want to come back to, what do you think this picture was? Do you think this was a picture of the ghost he saw? No, it was a picture of a woman in a dress that he got off of Google Images.
Wait, it wasn't in the bar?
No, it was just a random picture of a dress from like Getty Images or some shit like that. It was solely like a stock photo of a dress that he thought was no longer in style. And he was like, this is proof of ghost.
But also, when were kilts in style?
Maybe he was a ghost.
Oh, a ghost giving ghost tours.
Uh-huh. There were several other things he did. And it got more and more and more racist throughout the night.
Oh.
At one point, he was like, a man was talking to me in a language I didn't know. It had to have been a ghost because the slave trade. And we were like, do you know about foreigners?
You should have just started speaking a different language, Maggie. You could convince him that you were ghosts.
Okay. Also, so we're walking around the city and like, I've had several drinks now. I'm in my shenanigans mood. And so we are walking and I see like a horse-drawn carriage and one person in the carriage has their sort of arm out, like hanging out the side.
Uh-huh.
And I love licking people's elbows.
Oh, because God.
You don't have a lot of nerve sensation in your elbow. And so if you're not looking when someone licks it, you can't feel it. And I was like, this is my chance. So I'm just like on this ghost tour. I think I'm talking to the couple that was with us. And I was like, give me a minute. And I just run up to this horse-drawn carriage and like try to lick this man's elbow. Like while my tongue is in the air, his wife is like, excuse me? And I was like, sorry, I was just trying to lick his elbow because he wouldn't be able to feel it. And then I ran away. 5 minutes later, I see the same thing. They come around a corner. We're on the same street again. I take off running and I try to lick this man's elbow again. The
the woman driving the carriage was like, I like you.
You didn't succeed either time.
No, I did not. And then I gave up.
But was the elbow at like face level?
Perfectly at face level. Okay. I mean, I needed to stand on my tiptoes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I had to climb onto the carriage to lick this man's elbow. That would have been a lot, even for me. So at one point, and I don't know if it was elbow licking or something else, but the guy from this couple that was on their tour with us was like watching me do something. And he turns to one of the other people in our bachelorette party and goes, she really likes a challenge, doesn't she? Also on our tour guide, just like being completely unhinged, he took us to the apartment where he used to live. Not inside, like, just
okay.
Out. We were just standing in front of his old apartment. And he was like, one time I left town, and when I came back, one of the outlets had caught fire. And we were like, so you had electric issues? And he was like, it could only be a ghost.
I do not like this man.
And like for a while, I was like, this is fun. I can egg him on and just like create more chaos out of this incredibly chaotic event. The moment where I was like, okay, I'm done, was he was like, yeah. And one time I woke up and my back was covered in scratches. And I think they were lash marks from a ghost of a slave trader.
What?
And I was like, your Irish little white ass, shut the fuck up. Your wife scratched your back too hard. And I was like, show me. And then he took his shirt off. But just like for a second, and then he put it back on immediately. And he was like, I can't show you anymore.
Did you see anything?
No. he was like, I have scars, but I can't show you. Because he didn't have scars. Because even if there was a ghost slave trader, he's not exactly their target audience. Like, what? So like the next morning we were talking about how bad this ghost tour was, and somebody found him on TripAdvisor. This man somehow has a 93% recommendation on TripAdvisor.
What?
But like every time somebody leaves less than 4 stars, he is very, very, very aggressive in his response. Please don't go on this tour.
But also, I hope this guy doesn't find our podcast and leave us a 1-star review.
I hope he does. That would be our first review ever.
Guy in the kilt.
Guy in the kilt, but more specifically, Patrick Lynn Burns, come for me.
Come for me. Come for us, bitch. Maybe this could be our ad.
I like really do think that if we made a fake ad for his company, he would sue for libel.
Yeah, but we could do it under parody law.
That is true.
If SNL can do it, we could do it too.
Okay, so we do this whole tour. It was very weird. At the end, the guy from this couple walks up to me and shakes my hand. And he was like, you know, when I first saw you, I thought, man, she's been hitting the hormones hard.
Maggie, you were probably just like more entertaining than the guy that they paid for.
At some point in this tour, I was like, my job here is to make this couple happy because they are, what are they? I'm sorry, this does not seem like a nice date.
Oh, Maggie, did I tell you about my date with Travis this weekend?
No, what happened?
He was so boring. He just kept talking about football. I almost fell asleep at the bar.
Have you ever tried Crasher? It's this like new nonprofit that ensures that you and your boo will have something to talk about. I haven't had a boring date in weeks.
Wait, what? How does it work?
You just text the Crash Master with the time and the location of your date, and then they'll send somebody to casually show up, guaranteed to entertain.
Entertain how?
Oh, don't worry. It's nothing scandalous. Your date will just think it's like some rando that happened into the same bar doing shenanigans.
And so what does this rando do exactly?
Well, you can pick from a lot of different options. They have some tried and true characters. Like there's this creepy cross-dressing elbow licker. There's one guy in a kilt who like screams at dead people. And then there's this awful, awful Taylor Swift impersonator. Check her out. 1 second. Let me pull up my video.
Because when you're 15 and somebody tells you the love, You're gonna believe them.
Oh my god.
You're gonna love them too.
All right, I've got to use Crasher for my next date. Do you think they take requests? This Travis guy needs a lot of help.
Oh, definitely. All of the employees are from the local theater community, so you're also supporting a good cause.
Thanks, girl. You might have saved my life. I don't know how I can sit through another dry-ass date.
No props. Here, you can actually just use my referral code, POOPSLUT, for half off of your first Crasher date. That's POOPSLUT for half off. After that, we were going to go to like a piano karaoke bar, and we got there and they were like, we only take cash. And I was like, I have $60 and no one else had any cash. So we were like, cool, we will not go here. So Natalie, who is also the person who had been Secret Hitler, is like very theatrical in her persona. So Natalie just like is somebody who can kind of talk herself into rooms if she wants to. So she was like, give me a minute. She just walks down this giant staircase, finds this random group of men, and she's like explaining the situation. And she's like, what can we do? And they were like, there's a speakeasy over there. And like, we can give you the secret password to get in.
Whoa.
Because apparently it's one where like you're only supposed to be able to get in if you like you were staying at the attached hotel, or if like, you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. And apparently we knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy. So she got the like secret password to go into the speakeasy. And we go in, and like the speakeasy is pretty cool. And there's like another Taylor Swift bachelorette party. So if you're counting, there are at least 15 people in this bar dressed like Taylor Swift. And also like, because it's a speakeasy, it's not supposed to be playing like Taylor Swift kind of music. Yeah. It's supposed to be like a lot of like trumpets. And one of the girls in our party like became really good friends with the DJ somehow. And like got his whole backstory. And I was like, man, normally I'm talking to people at bars. And then I remembered what I looked like. And I was like, no one wants to be my friend today.
So did she get him to play some Taylor Swift?
Yes. And then and like everybody in the bar was super into it. And then he stopped and his boss came up to talk to him, and apparently it was nothing about Taylor Swift, but our entire party was like, oh no, we got him in trouble. Oh no, he's gonna lose his job. because he played us Taylor Swift.
He ruined the atmosphere.
Meanwhile, somebody else, I think, walked up to Kathleen. I think it was this other Taylor Swift bachelorette. And she was like, did you know about the cabaret show? And we were like, what? No. And she was like, yeah, there's a cabaret show and it's awesome. You should see if he can get in. And we were like, where? And she was like, in this bar.
Oh.
So Kathleen talks to somebody or somebody talks to somebody. I have no idea how any of these things happened because none of this was planned. Again, our plan for the night was just go to dinner and then go to drinks. And then somebody was like, let's do a ghost tour. And then we were like, I guess we're going to a speakeasy now. And then we were like, I guess we're going to a cabaret show. So we go in and like, first of all, I'm also like reflecting on what I looked like during this cabaret show, because like it was really good. One of the girls on the bachelorette party is a dancer, and she was like, I know people who do cabaret, and like this was an excellent cabaret show. But also like it was really hot, and so like I look like an absolute pedophile. At this point my shirt is totally unbuttoned, so I'm just sitting like hairy titch out, just like slack jaw and like blinking as women danced in front of me, and I'm just really glad I was not put on this earth as a man.
Yeah, because also like you don't have to deal with the possibility of having a boner in public.
I think maybe not every day, I think at least twice a month, how happy I am that like my genitals are in the inside of my body. It is so much less hassle. So also there's one other bachelorette party, not Taylor Swift themed. And this is what I learned in Savannah, is that Taylor Swift bachelorette parties, they're fun. They're nice girls. There are girls who like other girls. They're there for giggles and fun times. I don't know if I trust bachelorettes who aren't Swift.
Okay.
So there was another party and they were like in their 40s, maybe older. And like they had bought the VIP tickets to this cabaret show. So like they were sitting at the front, they had their own table. And there was like one of those dumb, like, guess the song competitions in between every set.
Uh-huh.
And also it was weird because the MC for the cabaret show was a comedian. Like the transitions were very weird because it was like very hot girls dancing really well. And then it was like this guy who was like, hey, everybody, thanks for coming to town. What are you guys doing here? So like he was also doing like a little trivia thing and they would like play a song and the first group to like guess who the song was by or the name of the song, I think, got a point. And if you got all the points at the end, you won a free drink.
Oh.
And we were just like, again, we were at Taylor Swift bachelorette party. We were there for giggles and a good time. So whenever the song came on, we were like, woohoo, yeah, I know this song. And we kept winning. And the other bachelorette party was so angry. They were like, I'm not kidding. Like, they were like standing up and like flipping us off.
Wait, because like, they wanted to be right or they just didn't want you to have fun?
They wanted to win the song competition. And also, I think they did not want us to have fun. Yeah, so then we win the song competition.
And you only get one drink?
You get one free drink. We win. They're livid. They're so mad. We find out it is the bachelorette and their party. It is her second marriage. And she and her attitude towards her marriage was basically like, marriage is dumb and I hate it. And like, like there's no way you're going to find joy out of a marriage.
So why is she doing it again?
I hope she's gay and she finds out in a few years and then she's like, oh, you can be happy. I don't know. But she also wasn't like, congratulations, good luck. She was like, your wedding is going to be awful and your life is going to be bad.
Holy shit. What if the older women were like, who brought this weird dude into our like all girls show?
Maybe they were only mad at me.
Yeah.
But then Kathleen, full of grace, which is not how I would have normally described her. Wow. In my life. Yeah. Kathleen gives them the free drink voucher.
Whoa.
And they're like, thank you. And then they walk out of the bar without using it.
What the fuck? I'm so confused. But I don't know if more by their actions or Kathleen's.
Actually, now that I've said it out loud, yeah, because Kathleen loves winning things and she loves being right.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she won something and then she was like, you can just have this.
But I feel like that's like a rub it in your face kind of thing to do too.
Yeah, that could be. We should get her opinion on this later.
Okay. Well, do you have any other Kathleen things to say?
Congratulations on having a marriage that will definitely not bring you any joy.
Yeah. I can't wait for your second bachelorette party, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll invite me this time. JK, we love you. Let's name the top three words that we think of when we think Kathleen.
Okay. Lanky.
Boobs.
She'll be really happy that boobs was the second one on the list. She'll be a little mad that boobs wasn't the first one on the list. She has a sweatshirt that says something like, I can't help it if I have great boobs and great opinions.
It's almost like that was made for her.
Yeah. Lanky, boobs, loud.
Politics.
Yandel.
NASCAR.
I think she would be pretty happy with all of these.
Wait, no. Formula One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she would be really mad about NASCAR.
Ooh. If we're done with platitudes about Kathleen, let's do the random word.
Ooh, random word. Okay, so first of all, I should introduce the concept of random word. And that is mm-hmm. the time in the podcast where Michelle tells me a random word. And I have to think of a story that does not have to have anything to do with the theme of the episode. Just a random story. And I tell that story. Michelle, what's the random word today?
The random word is platypus.
This is barely even a story. It's mostly a fun fact. And it's also barely related to platypus. You said platypus, and the first thing that came to mind was the Pokemon that's a platypus.
Psyduck?
Yeah.
No, that's a duck.
It's not even about Psyduck. It's that you said platypus, and then I thought about Psyduck, and then I thought about Snorlax.
And what about Snorlax?
One of the
maybe the only Pokemon that I can name in another language is Snorlax.
Okay.
Because, like, in German, Snorlax is Pummeluff.
Okay.
And so, you know, the thing where Snorlax goes, Snorlax.
Yeah.
And Germany goes, Pummeluff. And I think that's really funny. And that's not a story, but, like, I like it.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't like Pokemon as much as I should. So my favorite is Charmander.
Because you're lame.
Yeah.
So Cheetos are not noodles. Next.
Next is Kathleen.
Kathleen
is a noodle. She's honestly, she might be the most noodle person.
She might be the noodlest of people. When we had to give 6 words to describe Kathleen and neither of us
said noodle. One of them should have been noodle.
Whoa, what are we doing here?
Holy shit.
Hi, Paula. She's listening, I'm sure.
Paula, we know, like, your priorities. Come on. Fuck her child.
Love your child. But, like, not in the children's room.
Maggie! Okay, I'm gonna make a drinking game that anytime Maggie says something that makes her slightly pedophilic.
Pedophilia! I took some really nice pictures posing like children who were alcoholics.
You took pictures of children drink to pedophilia.
High school students love me. But I also don't have any teenage friends at the moment. Maybe later. That sounded really creepy.
I do not like that.
I don't either.
Looking for friends under 17.
I think it's important for me to say that you said tantalizing. I thought about insidious, but I forgot what the word insidious was, and I thought about infantilizing. And I think we have to check.
Get your head out of the underage gutter.
Drink for pedophilia.
Insert disclaimer here. Guys, we are actually like 100,000% against pedophilia. And now we're back to pedophilia.
Boobs.
The pedophilia hour. NPR.
That was a very good NPR voice. I really wish that I hadn't just said boobs.